Hello, I'm your host Miranda Ivy, and welcome to another episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I was just laughing to myself, wondering if even the pros stuff it up as much as I do when I'm starting to hit record on my podcast, and I'm going to say a big fat yes. Now, following on from last week's episode, my interview with Real Fabulous Lisa Cordiff, when I think about Lisa, I was thinking about what I would do in response for this response episode, because I love doing these after I've done an interview. And when I think about Lisa, I think about her really great content. She's a very open and honest person, which may not be your style, but is a, you know, it's always great to get ideas from other people and how they go about interacting with the audience. But I was thinking about content, and I know that for many of you, it can be a struggle to get it out there. It can be a struggle because you're really great when somebody talks to you and you're doing a consultation, or maybe you're doing a workshop, or even like an interview, like a podcast. But then when you go to write a post for your socials, you go, oh, I have no idea what to write. And just so you know, this is way more common than you think. Lots and lots of people struggle with it. So I thought I'd do an episode just about like how you can work with this rather than against this. Are you ready? Let's dive in. So one of the things that I've heard time and time again over the past few years when I've coached business owners is that very thing of like, you get me in front of people and I can't shut up. But when I have to come up with a post, or you're telling me I have to do more videos, Miranda, I don't know what to do and I don't know what to say. So of course, there's the option of, okay, say you're doing live recordings for something, maybe you're doing a workshop or you do sort of live coaching calls. Of course, you could always just repurpose some of that content and put it out on your socials. That's a pretty common strategy. But if that sounds like way too technical for you, which I totally get and it's not something I've done before, I would encourage you to work with this turned on state that you're in after you do a consultation. Many people simply just rush off to the next thing, got to race out the door, or got to book in my consultations back to back without having a buffer for creativity. So what do I mean by this? I mean, like, if you are like full of ideas as soon as you get off a call, or you're like, oh, I said that really amazing thing, I should write that down. Make space in your calendar and write it down. Don't use this as like an opportunity to just go like, well, I can't, you know, sit and create content for 4 hours every month on a Tuesday morning, and so I'm no good at content. Hell no. Work to your advantage, work to your strengths. I know for me, the type of person that I am, it's like if I do a consultation with someone, I am like fired up and I have got so many ideas because I am working in response to what those people are asking me and what I'm also saying based on the situation. You might be the same. Many of us are. So what I like to do after I get off a consultation or a coaching call is to simply get out my phone and I will do an Instagram reel right then and there. Takes me 1 minute and I've created my content for the day. I mean, obviously it takes a little bit more to add in the captions and, you know, write my comment below, but you get the idea. Like, I'm in that state, I may as well use it to my advantage. The other thing that I do that you probably do already, but I'm just giving you a reminder, okay? And that is to take notes of those really great ideas. And if I'm perfectly, you know, getting on my little kind of like wave my magic wand and what I would love you to do, I would love you to write those ideas not in some random journal or on different pieces of paper on your exercise book or all over your desk, because I say that as I look around my desk at all the random things on here, but to say that in like maybe have a note in the notes app of your phone, literally have a note that says post ideas, so you can write down some garbled thing and you can use it to you write a post later, maybe when you have a bit more time. If you're someone who's like, I kind of like your idea around the videos, but I'm not quite there yet. Or maybe you could use the voice app on your phone to just record those little insights. So again, when it comes time to write that post and get out those ideas, you are able to do that. So another strategy that I have for you, if you're like, kind of struggle to come up with content, often that's because you've got nowhere for your content to go and you feel like I'm just creating content for the sake of creating content. I think I've mentioned it previously in the past couple of weeks, just you do need to have somewhere to always be taking people. And that could be to download my free guide. It could be to send me a message. It could be to jump onto my new low-cost paid workshop. Whatever it is of those next steps, yours might be different. It's probably not going to be, but anyway, maybe it's to jump on a discovery call. I don't know. They're pretty standard. But to really give people a reason to take that action. You know, rather than saying, hey, just send me a vague DM about something or other, send them like, hey, if you really want to take action on this and give them like the exact steps of what you're going to be talking about, then send me a DM. Or maybe you want to get them to jump on to a discovery call. Don't just call it a discovery call. Call it like the anxiety reducing discovery call. Like you need to give people really good reasons to, you know, read your content in the first place, which is what you're doing when you're, you know, creating it from a really like excited, tapped on kind of place, but also then to be directing people elsewhere. That's going to make the most of all of these social media efforts that you're putting in. So always be thinking, like, if you're sort of struggling to come up with content, well, maybe it's rather than sitting down and creating content, you need to sit down and make a marketing plan. And I know that I have done episodes on this. I'll pop it in the show notes. I can't think off the top of my head what number it is. It was late last year. But maybe you need to plan out what it is that you're doing so that you've got a direction for your socials and you don't feel like, I've got no idea what to say, because what to say is literally how long is a piece of string. Like it could go on forever. I'm sure you could talk about all sorts of things. But giving your socials and your content a bit of a focus can really serve you very well when it comes to having lots of ideas. And my final point on becoming a bit of a content superstar and just having these ideas flow out of you whenever you need them because you've made space after your consultations or your coaching calls. You're taking those little notes as they come to you instead of writing them on random bits of paper. You're putting them into one place on your phone or one place in your journal. And that is that no one who is writing content is writing content in a singular context. What I'm trying to say is, like, the more that you create in a single session, the better off your content's going to be, the more flowing it's going to be. I was actually listening to that Alanis Morissette song, Ironic, this morning. I felt like a good, you know, like scream out the window kind of like driving session this morning. It's a great song for that. I don't know why it popped into my head, but in that, she's got all these examples of, isn't it ironic? You know, she's got the example of, it's like rain on your wedding day. It's like a green light if you're already late. I may have those words wrong, but that's what I'm hearing. It's like 10,000 spoons when you need a knife. Like all of these examples are just kind of continually working on the same point about it being ironic. She's not kind of jumping to the next thing, and she's not jumping over here, and she's not jumping over there. She's just playing on that ironic thing. You know, isn't it ironic? It's like a no smoking sign on your coffee break, on your cigarette break. So keep going with the ideas is my final tip to you today in terms of becoming a content superstar. And that is just keep, like, sort of push yourself beyond what you think is like enough. Like, just, you know, write one, instead of just writing one post at a time, write two. If you sometimes write two, write three. Like, just keep pushing yourself to get those free-flowing ideas and use it as a wonderful creative exercise where you just get to unleash your fabulousness onto the world. Sometimes my English isn't perfect, but that's okay. It's social media. We just get to write a new post every day. If this has resonated with you, I am very happy to have shared it today. If you're interested in finding out more about how low-cost workshops could help you kind of direct your socials into different ways, definitely check out my free workshop guide. I'll pop the link in the show notes. And until next time, I do so hope that you stay fabulous. Hey there. I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. You just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous.